Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
This is Getting It Done with your host, Dr. Walter Dean, D-E-A-N. Very interesting that this week's show will be about drummers, but I didn't play drummers to start off with. I started off with the other guests that I'm having on the show today. That is Hank Mobley and Lee Morgan. Beautiful individuals. No, I never had a chance to meet them. However, Hank Mobley was 56 years old when he left this planet. And Lee Marvin was only 38. What is so interesting about these two guys, they set a different standard after Miles and Clifford Brown. Hank Mobley is a fantastic saxophone player, and Lee Marvin, or Morgan, a outstanding and fantastic tutelage person under Miles Davis. In 1965, what you were listening to was called Dippin'. Dippin' in 1965. That was a fantastic album. We're going to delve a little more deeper into the great Lee Morgan, one of the great sounds on the album called, I think it was called by Jimmy Smith, it was called The Sermon. Let's listen to more, a little more of the song that he created called The Sidewinder.
Thank you.
Lee Morgan, the sign winder. young man studied under the great Miles Davis. And sad to say that he learned all that information and all that good stuff and didn't even sound anything like Miles. That's fantastic. You take your own stuff and make it different than the person who was teaching you is fantastic. So we can't say enough about the great Lee Morgan, I remember listening to him when I was real young, but he was fantastic. He had with him as his side people were Joe Henderson, Barry Harris, Bob Cranshaw, and Billy Higgins. Billy Higgins was a person I used to like, a fantastic saxophone player. The album was developed and produced in 1963 at Blue Note. I had indicated that today I'm going to devote part of my time to this young man because I think he's worthy of us listening to. But I think one of the greatest albums that I ever heard him play on, and everybody on that album to me was fantastic, and that was The Sermon. Let's give a listen to the great Jimmy Smith on organ. And Lee Morgan, and a whole lot of other people. Let's listen. Thank you. Jimmy Smith, the sermon. Jimmy Smith on the pipe, on the Hammond B3 organ, and of course Lee Marvin, or Morgan, was only 20 years old when that was recorded in 1958. 1 year after or before the birth of smooth jazz, I can remember hearing the song, I think I was in high school at the time, maybe even less than that, but the point of the matter is when I heard it, the first thing you wanted to do was to dance. The first thing you really wanted to do was to dance. That is not going to conclude us playing another song before going on to our drumming exhibition. And by the way, if anybody who's really truly interested in wanting to be on the show and discuss some of the jazz things that are taking place, they can text me at Dr. Dean 1212 at gmail.com. Or they can call me on the phone, area code 803-878-0505. And we can discuss the possibilities of what we could do with a jazz show. If you are knowledgeable about some of the musicians or even have read and listened to some of their outstanding arrangements, it'll be my pleasure. We're going to take another. I had a radio show with a friend of mine named Paul Willis. I was up to visit him in Connecticut this past week. And we had a show called that was at the University of Hartford. In and Around Your World was the name of the show. And we played both jazz as well as interviewed various individuals. And I say that because our theme song was played by Stanley Turrentine. Let's give a listen to Sugar. Thank you. Dr. Walter Dean. You were listening to none other than the great Stanley Turrentine. Fantastic sound. What a fantastic, clean, always notes were very, very clean. So that, if you remember last week, we were dealing with the different kind of jazz musicians and the drumming. So we're going to go on and move now to a segment on actually the drummers. And I just want to go back because I thought this particular person, being Buddy Rich, was incredible. We're not going to be able to listen to all of it, but I just want you to have a taste of it. This cat is outrageous. Check him out.
Bravo! Are you going to play anything special? Something maybe from the album?
Yes, as a matter of fact. We are going to play something from the album. It's a thing called Nutville.
Great. Nutville?
Nutville.
All righty. You want
to?
Certainly.
Okay.
You may go to the drums. There we go to the drums. There he is by the drums now. What, do you take the sticks?
So the stuff is going to fall apart this time, right?
No, no.
We'll get except the bass.
Oh, look who it is. Ready?
Thank you.
Jeff was the great Buddy Rich. Man, this cat is with off. I mean, he could tear it up, man. What can I say about this fantastic drummer? He was born in 1917 and passed on in 1987. But during that period of time, I think I was in the Army Reserve Band, the 76th Infantry Division Band, and because of the band members, we had a guy on the drums who was really fantastic, but he couldn't do what Buddy Rich could do, but he was cool. As a matter of fact, his brother and I are still good friends. I haven't seen his brother in about 5 years, but his brother can play just about every instrument you can shake a stick at. We're going to move on and see if we can get some other great drummers in. You had an opportunity to listen to Buddy Rich. Now I think we're going to move on to, let's deal with Max Roach. Max Roach, to me, was in that smooth, very smooth setting. Let's give a listen to the great Max Roach. almost iffy. From it was recorded in 1968. And what was so remarkable, some of these musicians that Max always played with different musicians. He started out, and he was always, you know, don't get me wrong, Max was great. He was great. Not only a great drummer, but also a fantastic teacher and a person that always would bring along musicians and make sure that they had a knowledge of what they were doing. Like, for example, on alto sax, you had Gary Barso and Charles Tullivan and Stanley Cornwell on piano. Trumpet was Charles Tullivan. And I think the guy on the electric bass was Jamie Merritt. And I think those were the ones that were attached to that particular album. So for members, don't get weary. 1968, a fantastic album that was done by one of the greatest drummers of all time. If I don't know if you noticed it, but he played a different kind of drum. His drum was one where it blended in with the music, as opposed to the Buddy Rich thing, where Buddy was all over the place. And then when Buddy decided to take the solo, he just tore everything down and left all the musicians to stand there looking at him. Max was always a team player. And that doesn't say that Buddy Rich is bad. Buddy Rich is cool. You know, I like Buddy Rich. But we don't have that much time, so I'm going to go on and listen to one of my favorite drummers, and that is the great Max. Not Max, I'm sorry. Art Blakey. Art Blakey is cool. But, what I like about Art Blakey, he was well known for his beats that it was shooting bullets, as he called them, because he was so fast. But let's listen to him on a drum solo. We have 3 minutes of this. Let's check him out. Thank you. 1959, doing what was called drum solo. If you were to see this man do it with so much ease, it blows your mind. He was the holder, the glue that held together the Jazz Messengers. 1959 came around at the same time, kind of blue. However, Blakely and the Jazz Messengers were not a part of that smooth jazz syndrome or the concept. They were into jazz, but more classical jazz. And so you have had now Max Roach. You have had, I think what I'm going to go is let you hear Philly Joe Jones. Probably he will be our last guest for today. What a fantastic musician. He's the one that played on Kind of Blue with Miles Davis. What I liked about this man was his ability to blend in, just like Max did. He actually didn't go as far with his skills and abilities as some of the others, but let's give a listen. We got a little bit of time. Let's check him out.
Thank you.
That was the great Philly Joe Jones, who I happened to see when I was in the Army, coming home from the Army. I stopped in New York and went down to, where was I? Bourbon Street East, I think it was. And I had an opportunity to see Philly Joe Jones play. He wasn't playing with a small group at the time, but what a fantastic sound the man gave. He seemed sort of reluctant to let it all hang out, but then when he did let it hang out, he let everybody know that he could play that dog on drums. He had a couple of got this big band sound, the great Cannonball Adderley, and once again Lee Morgan, the Benny Golson, and let's see, Herbie Mann, Blue Mitchell, Winston Kelly on the piano, Curtis Fuller. Always would surround himself, would be surrounded with some great musicians like he was with Miles Ahead. He played with Miles Davis on that album and also, of course, on Kind of Blue. We have a little bit of time left, and what I really would like to do is to play some other musicians that I don't normally have an opportunity to play. Who knows? Maybe you've heard of them, and maybe you have not. But I don't know if you've ever heard of Walter Smith III, Stalemate. Let's check it out and see if you like what you hear with this young man. We're not gonna be able to play it all, but we'll play as much as we can.
Thank you.